News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
I told my wife she was drawing on her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised. Those are the kind of jokes that apparently are told exclusively by dads, and they are fundamental to the bonding of families. This is new research that has been done in the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and it said that those kind of jokes, however cringy they may be, are what make kids and parents get on well. With us is Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, Brendan Kelly. Brendan, how is this useful in family bonding to have to sit through bad jokes?
They're not bad jokes, Anton. They are spectacularly good jokes. For example, what do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. How about that?
I love it.
What do you call a belt made of watches? It's a waste of time. And last one, Anton, I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
Hey, why do they put barcodes on the Danish Navy?
I don't know.
So they can scan the Navy in.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Hey, Anton, my dad asked me if I was an organ donor. He's a man after my own heart.
Yesterday, I was washing the car with my son. He said, Dad, why can't you just use a sponge? Brendan,
sorry. Two TV aerials got married, Anton. Two TV aerials get married. The reception is great. How about it? Look, dad jokes are incredibly important. They rely on surprise, a little bit of wordplay, and above all, harmless violation of expectations. They're predictable and they make the listener feel clever because the jokes themselves are intrinsically not so clever. Here's the most popular dad joke of all time, which is, Dad, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm Dad. And Anton, you can see there that it's all based on the slight wide-eyed idiocy of the dad. It's the dad making fun of himself. And therefore, it's a very safe kind of joke. It's non-offensive, non-threatening and very inclusive.
And it is, the suggestion is that in the way that it gives an opportunity for sort of family norms to develop, in part by the retelling of the jokes, that dad will predictably tell this one joke again and again and again, but that becomes part of the family culture and tradition.
Yes, and you can well see why they should, because some of them are very clever. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't resist, Anton, but I couldn't figure out why the football kept getting bigger and then it hit me.
Hey, so, did you hear about the scarecrow that won an award?
No.
He was outstanding in his field. I used to play piano by ear, but now I use my hands.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. I stayed up all night wondering where the sun had gone, and then it dawned on me.
Oh, magnificent.
I know.
Magnificent.
Thanks so much.
So am I understanding that you are now, as officially a professor of psychiatry, giving dads around the world not only permission, but an imprimatur to do this, not for themselves, but for the good of the family?
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that family stability in the very fabric of society depends on dads telling these kinds of jokes repeatedly. The connection and the emotion involved in them is extraordinary and very difficult to achieve in other ways. They're just about connection. They're not even about cleverness, although this one is quite clever, Anton. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Brendan, magnificent. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.